If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Final midterm push.
I need you to get out that vote. Can we do it together?
Kyrie Irving suspended.
I respect all walks of life and embrace all walks of life.
Pink slips at Twitter.
Now we're hearing half.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 4 days to go till midterm election day, and big names are on the political stump. President Biden out working for Democrats.
This off-year election is going to matter a great deal. It's going to determine not what happens this next year and the next couple of years. It's going to determine the direction of the country for at least a decade or more. Not a joke.
And at a Republican rally in Iowa, former President Trump came the closest he's come publicly to making news about 2024.
I will very, very, very probably do it again, okay? Very, very, very probably.
CBS's Robert Costa is covering the tough Pennsylvania race that could determine which party controls the U.S. Senate.
We have families all over the Commonwealth worried about crime.
John Fetterman contested Republican Mehmet Oz's claim that he's soft on crime.
I'm the only candidate in this race that actually had hands-on kinds of experience against fighting against crime.
Some voters we've spoken to say they still have some doubts about your health.
We have shown more and shared more kinds of medical evaluation, more than virtually anyone, unless you're running for the president.
I'm Ed O'Keefe in Rhode Island, where GOP control of the Senate isn't on the mind of Alan Fung. He's running to help Republicans retake the House.
It's a cost of living crisis that's hitting every single individual in Rhode Island.
Republicans are focused on picking up this seat and several others, and they're trying to do it with the most diverse class ever of House Republican candidates. 89 Black, Latino, Native American, and Asian contenders across the country.
2.5 hours away in the suburbs of New York City, Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney is also running in a tougher-than-anticipated race.
I understand how to beat Republicans in a tough seat.
He's facing Republican Mike Lawler and millions of dollars in GOP attack ads.
His lies are costing you.
Part of the reason Maloney's a favorite Republican target is because he's also in charge of getting other Democrats elected to the House.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband Paul is back home now, released from the hospital yesterday. He was treated for injuries in a violent attack at home. The speaker says he'll remain under a doctor's care. For Kyrie Irving, a long-awaited apology followed a suspension. CBS's Michael George has the latest on the NBA star who's been under fire.
I respect all walks of life and embrace all walks of life.
Kyrie Irving says he's taking responsibility for the negative impact on the Jewish community caused by a tweet he shared last week, posting on Instagram, "I'm deeply sorry to have caused you pain, and I apologize." But while speaking to reporters yesterday afternoon, he delivered mixed messages.
I'm just here to continue to expose things that our world continues to put in darkness.
The Brooklyn Nets star appeared defiant when asked if he's apologizing for his decision to post the link to a film which falsely claims the Holocaust never happened and that Jews dominated the transatlantic slave trade.
I didn't mean to cause any harm. I'm not the one that made the documentary.
Just hours after speaking with the press, the Nets announced Irving's suspension for at least 5 games.
Twitter, now being run by Elon Musk, will tell employees by email today whether or not they've been let go or still have a job. It's thought Musk wants to cut about 3,700 staffers, half the workforce. CNET's Ian Schur.
The moderation teams struggled to stay on top of stuff like mass harassment campaigns or child abuse imagery. And now the very idea that those teams could get smaller suggests that these issues could get much larger.
Overseas, North Korea has followed up a flurry of missile tests with nearly 200 warplane flights. The FBI says it's received credible information about a broad threat to synagogues in New Jersey and urges tighter security. Evan Bernstein is with a group that coordinates volunteer protection efforts in the state.
We can't allow that to not let us go to synagogue. We have to still be able to have the cadence of going to synagogue, being active Jews, and not letting people that hate us prevent us from practicing our religion.
The Indiana doctor who performed an abortion on a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio is suing Indiana's attorney general. The suit alleges he's used frivolous consumer complaints to subpoena confidential medical records. A federal appeals court says the Miss United States of America pageant has a First Amendment right to ban a transgender woman from competing. It's a suit from a trans woman in Oregon who has been in other pageants. Daylight saving time will end this weekend when we set our clocks back an hour. CBS's Scott McFarlane looks at the effort in Congress to keep it year-round.
Twice a year, clock changing is linked to higher rates of sleep disorders, stroke, and depression, according to testimony at a U.S. House committee. Dr. Tyesh Hall Brown of Children's Hospital in Washington says your body feels the impact.
We have an internal kind of rhythm to our body and to our health.
Without warning, the U.S. Senate in March unanimously approved a plan to make daylight saving time permanent, but the votes aren't there and likely to line up in the U.S. House, according to Republican Fred Upton of Michigan, who says the change would force school buses to run in the dark too late in the morning.
The kids probably would be in second or third hour while it was still dark.
Scott McFarlane, CBS News.
In our midterm election series, CBS's Cammie McCormick looks at the war in Ukraine, a global issue that's been lost amid the ads on abortion, inflation, and crime.
A CBS News poll finds a majority of Americans are concerned about the conflict in Ukraine escalating and possibly nuclear war. President Joe Biden.
If he has no intention, why does he keep talking about it?
Retired General H.R. McMaster, a CBS News security consultant.
And it's also very important from American interests, right? I mean, this is the return of major war to Europe.
And Americans are concerned about the economic impact on this country.
The Houston Astros are one win away from a World Series title, beating the Phillies 3-2 last night to take a 3-2 lead in Philadelphia. It was defense that preserved the win in the ninth inning on Fox.
Fly ball right center field. McCormick on the move. He's at the track. He's at the wall. Makes the grab. Taz McCormick.
The series now shifts to Houston for game 6. Reports say Jeff Bezos is interested in buying the NFL's Washington Commanders, perhaps in a partnership with Jay-Z. 100 years ago, a discovery that revealed more about the past and affected the future.
November 4th, 1922, British archaeologist Howard Carter finds a buried staircase leading to the untouched tomb of King Tut.
The golden face mask of the young pharaoh looks back to an age of glory.
Heaping glory on the land he once ruled.
Ever since the discovery of his tomb, Tutankhamun has helped Egypt's economy and public persona.
Egyptologist Salima Ikram.
Tutankhamun is the only pharaoh who has sustained and looked after his country beyond his reign.
An ancient king helping his modern descendants. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The Artemis moon rocket is being rolled out to the launch pad at Florida's Kennedy Space Center. The plan is for a test launch on November 14th. Several earlier attempts were scrubbed, and the rocket was moved back indoors when Hurricane Ian threatened. The roundup is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million-dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.